Oh, this is going to be lively. Patrick Keelty's arrived, right? We're going to play the jingle. He's going to sit down behind mic five, and then we're going to talk. But he's a bit late because of traffic. He's just given me a hug. I can tell you, he was out last night. That's all I'm saying. The Chris Miles Show. You say no? Oh. I'm not getting involved in what's going on right now, by the way. I can't get involved. It's 8:19. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Patrick Keelty. Hooray! Right, now I can fade you up.
Hey, Paddy.
That was the best brief of all time.
Wasn't it just?
that was just... And you're not allowed to say this and don't say that.
Yep. By the way, this is like Pippa holding up a red rag.
I know.
To your ball and my ball combined to mega ball.
Chris, look, you're confusing this. There's no time machine. This isn't 10 years ago. We're grown-up men of the world now.
I know. Listen, I'm with you.
You know
I'm very grown-up.
You know, I was listening to you coming in about your little extra sleep and the joy that gave you. I was the little impression that you were going to do and now you're not allowed to do. And
yeah. How long were you in the car for?
I was in the car, I think, for about 3 hours. I heard you going into Jamie. There's no way they're going to open the door to you.
Do you know what? That was the weirdest thing. So I tried to break into the Heart Studio, for those who weren't listening earlier. Right, I'm at the window of the door and it won't open. And I'm thinking, do I need a pass? No. Why won't it let me in? And nobody through the glass of the door is looking at me, right? Bearing in mind, it's like you sitting there. They're all like this.
Don't look.
It was the weirdest thing.
Chris, there's no way they're going to open the door. Let's be very honest,
why
right? Because there are some listeners to their station that don't know that this bigger show is on the air. So what's going to happen? Well, what are you going to do? Run in and basically, it's like Halloween, knock people's doors and go, come on, listen to me.
Yeah.
And people are going to be driving on heart. They're never going to let you in.
But yesterday...
Is this the marketing plan, by the way, for this? You're just going to go around this building and just gatecrash studios and go, I'm on!
Why not? When we did it the other day, we did it with Smooth Radio and Andrew Castle, former tennis player.
Mm.
He's like, come on in! He loved it!
He did.
He loved it!
But you see, he's not... Would you say the Heart, are they competition? Would they be...
Everything is competition, I suppose.
Everything is competition. I actually didn't think you had a wheel. And you actually do on the way in. I actually, because I couldn't hear the wheel spinning, and I thought there's no wheel.
You've actually got a wheel. Yeah. Oh no. This is we put way too much effort, thought, time, and money into this feature, which so far, I mean, I don't know if it's working. But look,
do you want it? Yeah. Pippa got it on eBay.
There you go. That's our wheel.
That looks like something off Last Chance Lottery from about 15 years ago.
See?
It genuinely does.
When are they bringing that show back?
I have no idea, Chris.
Would you do it if they brought it back?
Well, what I'll probably do
is
I'll go to LA and I'll rent a house on my own and I'll sit in the hills a bit like you did. In LA for maybe how long did you sit in? See, well, Chris, this show he's prepared for this show so much, Dom.
Yeah.
You've no idea. He used to come over to LA,
yeah.
And what he would do is he would take a big house. And I thought, you know, this is going to be great. I'll go down to Chris Moyle's house. There's going to be people there. There's going to be beer. There's going to be fun. And it was just basically you sitting there on your own. Like whenever the Grinch went to the top of the hill. Remember when the Grinch left the village and he went, that's it, I'm going. And you were just sitting there beside this big pool on your own. And then I was trying to get out of you. I thought, why are you here? What's happening? And he went, I've got a big gig and I can't tell you.
Was that the last time I saw you?
That was the last time you saw me.
Wow.
That was at a different house, though.
That was at a different house,
yeah.
and you still didn't tell me. And it was all preparation.
Would you like me to tell you what the gig is now?
What is the gig? You're doing something big.
I'm going to be answering the phones on the Heart Breakfast Show for Jamie Thingston and Emma Bunton. Well, anyway, welcome to the new gig.
It's very shiny, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Just
and green
saying?
For
yes.
You.
I like this. I like this a lot. How are you getting on with the commercials? How's that working for you?
It's going all right.
Mm.
But we know that the radio station will get greedy and start adding more and more commercials. So, you know,
no,
at the moment, it's
that's
all
not
right.
What I'm worried about. I'm just worried about the fact that you're actually going to probably insult some of the people that are paying your wages. Because whenever you were at other channels, you didn't really care.
No. Don't say things like that. If they haven't thought that already, why put that thought in management's head?
I'm not putting my thought in any management's head. You're the person that rambled on for about half an hour about your management this morning from 6:30 to 7:00.
You know why? Because they were texting me while they were listening to the show in LA. It's absolutely hammering it down here, and we've got the bus going. Hey, it's sounding great on the app in Los Angeles. Well, it's a bit too warm, though. And I'm like that. Get one.
To be honest, that's the only reason why I'm in. I want to enter the Muse competition to see if I can get a flight back home.
So let's talk about you, Patrick.
Oh, no, let's not.
Married now to Kat Dealey.
Yes.
And can I just say, by the way, haters, right, it's genuine, right? It's not for visas or anything. Kat was well sorted before that.
Oh, it's a genuine love thing.
Did you think I was doing that in a Gerard Depardieu green card way?
Well, kind of. Not me. Some people, you know, would think that. And also, just to go down this story fully, they're really putting the effort into this Gerard Depardieu green card thing. Kat's going to have a little baby.
Ah. Yes, she is.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All working downstairs for you, my friend.
Apparently so. That's how things work. Has anybody else got kids?
I've got three.
Well, what should I expect, Dom? Is this going to...
It's going to be...
Wow. Oh, you should write a book, Dom. That's unbelievable.
I was thinking
of ordering something off Amazon to find out what to expect from parents. Dom's got it all.
It's sleep deprivation on a scale you've never known before.
Yes, but you see, I'm slightly older. Someone told me that at my age, I'm going to be getting up 3 times a night for a pee anyway.
That's true. That's very true, yeah.
That should work out all right.
No, it's going to be brilliant.
Bits.
You're going to love it.
Good bits, Dom?
Yeah, you're going to love it. Honestly, you'll absolutely love it. It's the best thing that could ever happen to you.
Right, now ask me if I have kids.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't. My life is perfect, my friend. And let me remind you what you're about to give up. You can do what you like when you like. You and Kat go, shall we go out tonight? Have a few drinks. Yes, you can.
Shall I go to LA and rent a big house on my own?
Yes.
Yes, I shall. Shall I actually disappear up into the mountains, a bit like Rocky whenever he was preparing for the gig? Remember when Rocky went to the snow whenever he was fighting? Who was he fighting?
Apollo Creed.
Was it Apollo Creed where he went to chop the wood?
Oh, was that? Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what he was doing in LA to prepare for this.
I was metaphorically chopping wood in a rented house in Beverly Hills.
I thought you were going to come over. We were going to have beers. It was going to be lovely. You went more LA than people in LA. You were out running every morning. Honestly, he was eating granola.
No, really.
You were eating granola.
I don't like granola. I was running, but I don't eat granola. Whereas Patrick has just basically moved his life from Belfast, which he moved to London, which he moved to LA. He doesn't change, because when we went out for dinner, the last time we went out for dinner, we got there and I'm like, this is a nice little place that he's chosen here.
Yeah.
And the waitress goes, and you realise on a Monday night that all wine is 50% off. And I'm like, that's why we're here.
But hang on, the night didn't end there, Christopher.
No, it didn't.
Because, you know, obviously you go to somewhere like Los Angeles and all morning you've been telling your listeners how, you know, you got to go to LA, you got to go and see Muse. LA's one of the greatest cities in the world. It's so rock and roll. It's so amazing. You can go on to all these things. And we turn up onto the road and there's all these bars to go to. We could have went to the Viper Room. We could have went where Lemmy goes.
Right.
Where do we end up? Where did you decide you wanted to bring me in LA, one of the greatest rock and roll cities in the world?
To an Irish bar.
An Irish pub? I said I don't want to go to an Irish pub.
But to be fair, the Irish pub in particular that I took Patrick to, that I go into a lot, is as Irish as apple pie.
Right,
like, okay. It is the least Irish thing in the history of things that even don't want to be Irish. I can't tell you. You go into this Irish-themed bar.
It was so bad.
They have American sport playing on the screens. They have, like... Whitesnake playing on the jukebox, right? That's it. There is nothing Irish about it apart from the name.
And then I suddenly worked out why you wanted to do that. The beer was flat. It wasn't great. I'm happy to name the place.
No, don't.
I'm never going in there again.
Well, what were you drinking, though?
Well, no, I was trying to drink Guinness, wasn't I?
Well, as you know, Guinness doesn't travel well.
It didn't work out. Yeah. And really, you just brought me there because there was quite a nice smoking terrace out the back.
No, it's totally fine.
All the way to LA just to have a bag.
Throwing me under the bus. Oh, I tell you what,
all you people who are going to see this Muse gig, if Chris Moyles goes, it's going to be rock. Rock and roll.
I don't know where the Muse gig is yet. So I don't
granola know where, and I don't, a fag.
I don't know whether they'll be able to smoke. And what's that, Dave? We have to play commercials and stop the throwing the Chris under the bus interview.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Help.
That's probably for the best.
Wowzers. Right. Stay there, you. Still to come. Details of every stand-up comedian's tour, apart from Patrick Keelty's, we'll plug them all. Bill Bailey, Lee Evans, Russ Abbott. All that is coming up. Don't go away. The Chris Miles Show. Patrick Keelty is our guest this morning. He just put his headphones on because he did the first bit without headphones. And we just had a conversation in mime, even though the mics went on, where he basically mimed at me, I'm wearing headphones, I can't hear. And I'm pointing down going, nope. Knob, as in there's a knob to turn.
Oh, there's a knob to
then
turn.
Then Dominic leans over,
subliminal
got the knob,
slip,
turned it up, and Paddy literally went, yes!
I did that thing that when you sit in the restaurant, you look at people going, handing out the mail.
Yeah, the mail, mate. Patrick Keelty, you are going to be a daddy.
I am going to be a daddy. This is bizarre and weird and brilliant.
You think it's bizarre and weird? There's going to be a child growing up, coming into the world, whose parents are Patrick Keelty and Kat Dealey. That's weird. That's really weird. But congratulations to the pair of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, were you trying for a baby?
And now, how specific do you want to get on this? I mean, well, what would you class as trying for a baby? Would you class being in the same country, in the same bed, kissing each other in the same bed? How far would you go?
You got her pregnant via Skype? I don't understand, really?
That's how the kids do it these days.
Wow.
There's an emoji for it.
I'm sure there is. No, but like, have you been saying, it's time? Have you sat down and had the chat? Go, it's time.
When did Chris's show turn into Loose Women?
I'm curious that here's my train of thought.
What's going on here?
No, it's simple. My train of thought is this. Does Kat look at you and go,
yes?
Like, how long have you been together now?
4 years.
Right. So 3 years ago, you're a year into the relationship. Does Kat look at you and think to herself,
I want that man's babies?
I think he could be a good dad. But just not yet. That kind of thing. You know, did she suddenly get, right, now it's time?
What you've just said is basically what she's been saying since she got pregnant.
Right.
Which is, oh, mother of sweet God. This thing is going to be in charge of a smaller person.
But I think you're fairly responsible. I think you'd be fine. I think you'd be a good dad. Because you're playful. You're very playful. And you're secretly in real life quite thoughtful.
What do you mean secretly in real life? I am a thoughtful man.
Well, yeah, you're a very kind man.
Like, I don't think with an echo the way that you seem to think.
Oh, I think sometimes you do, my friend.
Oh, I quite like this, the voice of God.
If you want it, just raise your hand and then you can have thought echo. All right?
Not yet.
Okay, fine. So, when is the baby due? Baby or babies?
Chris has turned into Loose Women.
You don't need to whisper. It's your own thoughts. You can just talk them out loud.
Okay.
All right.
When is the baby a what?
A Jew. When is the baby a Jew?
When is the baby a Jew? The baby is due February.
Are you comfortable talking about this?
I am,
Or is it just weird?
It just feels a bit weird that you and I are discussing the fact that there's a baby coming. I'm its father, and we're doing this on radio with an echo. I would much prefer that this was sort of done in an empty house in LA while you
So would I, by the way. I would much prefer to be sitting with you having a beer in a house in LA rather than getting out of bed at 4:30 in the morning to come and do this.
Yeah, so it's the baby's coming in February, and
I think you're a bit nervous. I think you are.
I am quite nervous.
Would you go up from nervous to petrified, or?
Well, no, it's that weird thing, isn't it? Because people do that, you know, people run around and men say, oh yeah, we're having a baby and we're pregnant. And, you know, I'm just an observer here.
I really am.
Like, she's going through this. And you know, what's the, you know, how does this work? Because
you
kind of want to help.
Exactly. You want to be there.
How can I help?
Essentially, you're useless now.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? All you got to do is just be there for her and make sure she gets lots of rest. I think that's important.
Mm.
Then other than that, you're kind of flying on your own, really.
So basically, just leave her in LA and come back here.
There you go.
We've done that. We've nailed it.
Well, there will come a point where she won't be able to fly anymore. So, you know, you'll have to go on holiday on your own, that kind of thing. You know, I'll go with you. You know, Kat can trust me with you. Easy. I'll take you on holiday. We'll go to, like, Ibiza or something. Iron Napa, you and me.
Can I have the echo again?
Yeah, sure, of course you can.
That's going to be an interesting phone call. hey, hun, you have the child. I'm going to Ibiza with Chris.
There you go. Why not? I think she'll love it. Well, anyway, look, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we'll always be here for you. If you need any advice.
What
does that
mean?
Well, at any point, you can always come back to us.
I need some help.
Yeah, because it's us and our audience. Mm. There'll be loads of our listeners who've got kids. And I'm like,
well, you see, this is the thing. You don't want to. I don't want to talk about it because it's a big thing for me. But obviously, this thing with children has been going on for centuries, and it's really not a big deal. And the world is.
But it's a big deal for you.
No, but I know. But the world is out there. They're grafting. They're doing their thing. People have kids, and they're sitting in their cars this morning, going, "Oh, there he is, talking about his kids as if he's the only person ever had a." You can't be doing that.
Yeah, but you've never had a kid before. It's a big thing.
Maybe
ignore those other people who've had kids. Granted, yes, they are boring when they talk about their kids, but when you talk about your child, it's completely different. Dominic, am I right?
Correct, yeah.
How much do you hate people telling you about their own kids?
Yeah, no, I'm not a massive fan.
You see?
What about your kids?
Yeah, I love my kids.
See, they're amazing.
Absolutely,
see,
apparently,
yeah.
Kids are like farts. Everybody can put up with their own.
Well what a lovely thing. I can't wait to
meet... That's what they say.
I can't wait to meet Baby Fart. It's going to be such a lovely experience. Will I be Uncle Chris?
You could be Uncle Chris. What we'll do is we'll put Fart along with all the other names on a wheel.
Right.
I'll come back in here in February and we'll name the kid with a wheel.
Perfect.
You've said it now. That's law.
Write that down, Pippa.
That's going to happen.
Can I have the echo
Don't
voice again?
My life, that'll happen! Because that's can't do this voice. How long are you here for? Because I take it Kat's in LA now.
Yes.
And you're over here for... Will you start the tour next week?
Start the tour next week.
Now, will Kat come over to see the tour, or she made you just do it in the living room at home so she can stay in LA? That would be so funny.
She said,
I don't want to be flying, so can you just... I'll sit on the sofa. You come on, just do, like, 20 minutes. That's all I can handle. And then, right, and I'll stay here when you go on tour.
You do know I married Kat Dealey, not Patsy Palmer.
Right, sorry. No, it's Kat Dealey. Leave it out.
What she did is she pulled the poof over, you know, and I stood on top of the poof. Is it the poof or the poof A if you're posh?
I don't know. Poof, I think.
Isn't it the poof? A little footstool. So
yeah,
I stood on top of that.
Like a little
by the fireplace. And I did the gig for her and she went, that's fine, off you pop.
That's fine. Praise indeed.
Yeah.
That's what you want when you've been slaving away for 6 months writing the tour.
Just about to head to Edinburgh to do the show. She went, yeah, that's all right.
So the tour is called Help. I wonder why. And it starts on the 2nd of October in Canterbury and ends on the end of November in Bath. Oh, my God. So you're not going to see Kat for ages.
She may come back.
Would you like me to dress up as Kat and turn up and surprise you when I go, hello, darling, I brought some sandwiches?
Well, if you could actually do it in, I would suggest maybe Birmingham is the weekend for that, because obviously I'll be seeing the Outlaws then.
Right.
So if you could come and just do that impression for Kat's mum and dad, come to dinner and pretend to be Kat that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That would work.
That wouldn't be weird at all.
Not weird at all, and I'm sure they would absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious, Patrick. Thanks for bringing him round.
Correct. I want to come and see you. I'm excited about seeing you. I've not seen you perform live in quite a while. And Patrick is an amazing stand-up. If you've never seen him live, you've seen him on TV being funny, but go and see him live. What?
You see, you always wait. You always wait with you. You're just waiting to see what's coming at the end there. It's a very nice show. I'm having a lot of fun.
All right. Right, I've got to do some more city commercials, but then I want to come back. I want to know where you're going to be playing.
Yes.
I wanted to name every single place on the tour, because it's your tour, you will know.
Okay.
All right, and then people listening in those places can go and get tickets and then go and see you. And they can shout, how's Baby Fart? Like that. And you started it, not me. Right, Patrick, more from him in a little bit.
The Chris Moyle Show. With Priority.
Jet, are you going to be my girl? On Radio X. Whoop, whoop, it's Radio X. Right. Oh, no, it does it again. I press start on the thing and the cortinas start playing, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I didn't want to play the cortinas next. I wanted to talk to Patrick Hilton.
I'm enjoying this, by the way. I'm enjoying seeing you work. Almost as much as whenever Dave put his hands up at the end of that track while Jet was still playing, and there was a tat on the most painful part of your arm, just in under there.
Yeah, it's quite painful.
What is that?
It's the Mancunian worker bee.
Ask a silly question.
Thank you.
Of course.
You've heard of them. Uh-huh. Great prog rock band from the 70s.
It looks painful.
It's all right, actually.
Have you got any more?
No.
That's just one.
That's the one.
Are you not going to do a Harry Styles and just cover yourself with random stuff?
No, not at the moment, no.
Whenever I look at Harry Styles, I just want to shake him up and down like an Etch-a-Sketch and start again. No, but you know what I mean? Every tat is brilliant, but none of them are actually connected.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran's exactly the same, though. I'm just moving Dave out of the way of the camera. Your the side of your head keeps blocking half of Patrick's face on the cameras. Oh.
Which is a good thing.
It's not. Ed Sheeran's the same. Well, Ed Sheeran had that big lion tattoo on his chest. Have you seen that? And then there was a picture of him with half of it covered up. And he went, no, it's fake. It's for a TV show. But I think it is real, isn't it?
I think it possibly is.
I think it is.
It's a huge undertaking to go for a tat that size.
And, you know, Ed Sheeran is now in the place where he'll get a tattoo for, you know, whatever. He doesn't care anymore. He'll just get the tattoo.
Exactly.
And I know the worst tattoo that he has. The worst tattoo that Ed Sheeran has. Because he's covered.
Yeah.
Forget Harry Styles. Ed Sheeran has the worst tattoo that any man has ever got.
Where and what is this?
Do you remember when Nando's, right, had a black card, right, for famous people so they could have free Nando's? And it was actually, wasn't called the black card, it was called the high five card, right?
Is this the Centurion Amex of fast food?
That's it. You know the one. Ed Sheeran has the Nando's High Five logo tattooed somewhere on his body.
Hey, you're making this up now.
I swear that is completely true.
And what happens when he goes in? Does he just rolls his sleeve up?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
And that works.
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
Well, no, I don't. But if I thought I could get free chicken, I'd have something all over me, to be honest. Maybe what we should do is just get a loyalty scheme done as a sleeve.
I've got them all. Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, just in case. You never know where you're going to be.
Wimpy.
Oh, Wimpy.
I heard that this morning.
I've got that tattooed somewhere.
It just says W-I-M.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, everybody. Right, so Patrick Kilty is going on tour. Let's find out if he's going to be coming to a place near you, right?
Oh,
let's test his knowledge.
Am I meant to do this?
Patrick starts on the 2nd of October in Canterbury. And then where are you going to be, Patrick?
Oh, then I go to Eastleigh, Newcastle, Berwick, Leeds.
Yes.
Liverpool on the 9th, Derby on the 10th, Lincoln, Brighton, Banbury, Leicester, Didcot, Nottingham, Bristol, Worcester, Birmingham, Salford on the 28th, Lancaster, Buxton. Am I meant to read all these?
Yes, you are. You are.
Sounds good.
Here we go. Cambridge on the 5th of November, Swindon, Colchester, Bury, Bath.
Nice, there you are. Right, so if you live in any of those places or near any of those places, treat yourself to a night out with Patrick Kilty.
Come and give me some help. That's what I need.
Now, what is that all about?
Well, the show is about whenever you were in Los Angeles and you were sort of deeply unhappy.
I was happy at that stage. Hang on, I wasn't. You know this. You know. Don't. Why does everyone throw me under the bus? And I sat in LA.
And we had a lovely time. We both agreed we were very happy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I was happier then not having to go to work than I am now. I'm very happy now.
You are the world's easiest man to wind up. You really are. So I realised I was happy and I realised that I could only go downhill from there. And then I was trying to work out how I became happy and I realised I stumbled across it. And so I thought, is this moment of happiness as good as it's going to get? So then I wrote a show based on that and I thought I'd go out and I'd tell the people off Britain my problems. And at the end of the show, they give me advice. And they actually write the help down. I've got a book, and I bring a book to every gig. And at the end of the show, we choose one piece of advice that I should take with me for the rest of my life.
How many warm-up shows have you done of this tour?
I've done... I did 10 before Edinburgh, and then we did a week in Edinburgh. So I've got quite a bit of advice so far.
What are your favourite bits of advice that you've been given off the top of your head that you remember?
Well, it's quite a personal show, so you talk about, you know, your life and your low points and your high points, and then at the end you expect something which you can take with you. I think my favourite bit of advice was never take a sleeping tablet and a laxative on the same night.
Right, there you go. That's nice. That's good advice.
That was the piece. So after pouring my heart out, that was the type of advice I'm getting. So if you can better that advice, come and see the show.
What happens, though, if people in Bath come and see you, which is the last night of the tour, yes, is there not a possibility that you get there and you go, I'm really sorry, everyone, I'm actually fine now, because the tour, I've learnt so much and had so much advice, I'm cool. There's nothing you can tell me.
No, but this is the thing. Once you get a little bit older, you actually think to yourself that you know stuff, but you don't. You know, you say, oh, no, I'm open to new things, and you're not open to new things. You're open to new things that tell you you were right all along.
Okay. It's very interesting.
You know, whenever you open the newspaper and, you know, you go, oh, you can eat as much butter as you want. I knew that.
How many times on the tour do you think can people shout stuff out?
Yes.
All right, so when you go, give me some advice, how many times do you think you will hear, don't have kids on this tour that you have? You know it's going to be every night, don't you?
Every night, that will be the advice. If there's any parented advice, I'd love that as well.
This sounds like A, a very fun show, and yeah, B, a show where I will say nothing because I have no advice to give anybody. Apart from the only bits of advice I ever have are, when you go abroad, bring a strip plug from home and then you only need one adapter. And the second bit of advice is, the plugs are A, never near the side of the bed when you stay in a hotel, so you always have to charge your phone up at the other side of the room.
This is good tour advice. I'm going to get, okay.
Right?
Yep.
So bring a strip plug if you ever go abroad, because then you just need one foreign adapter rather than having to bring loads, and you can charge all your stuff up, right? Mm-hmm. And the second bit of advice is, in a hotel, when you are staying in a hotel and you're going to be going on tour, always, always when you get back to the hotel, go straight to reception and go, hiya, can you just check my room key works, please? So you don't have that moment of getting to the sixth floor, getting to your room, the little red light comes up and you're desperate for a wee and you think, can I make it back down to reception?
That's true, because that's horrible.
This is good.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
So now I've given you those bits, I'm going to just sit there and laugh. I don't need to participate in any way, shape or form.
Well, you know, come, just write it down, and you could actually end up in the book. If you come to the show and you write that little bit of advice down, the audience will decide, and that could go into the book.
And you were going to publish this book?
No, I actually thought I was going to publish the book, but the advice has just been, it's unpublishable, most of the stuff. I thought this would be quite good, and I'll write a little note about these people and how the show went, and no, it doesn't work.
All right.
I'd be sued.
Go and see Patrick. He's just read out all the places he's going to be on tour. It's called The Help Tour, and it's with the soon-to-be daddy, Patrick Keelty.
I've got a little smile on my face when you say that.
You're going to be a daddy. You're going to be dad. You're going to be daddy. Well, let's hope you are. I mean, Kat's definitely going to be a mother. We know that for a fact.
That is true. That is true, because when you're on the road...
And by the way, you're on the road a lot. You know all those Saturday mornings when you fill in on the radio too? Who knows what's going on back at the ranch?
Well, if the child is significantly more handsome than me, then...
It's not even possible. Because as I said to you, and you agreed, Kat Deely is punching above her weight with you. Now, fair play to her... But, Patrick, am I right or am I right?
Chris, as you know, the key to life is to find a woman who's out of your league and convince her she isn't.
Lovely to see you, Patrick Keelty.
I love you, Chris Moyles.
And go and see him on tour because he's a very, very lovely man. Right, Dominic has the news next.
The Block Party at O2 ABC.